Welcome to Mighty Parenting, the podcast with real, raw, and relevant talk about raising teens and parenting young adults.
Welcome to Mighty Parenting, where we help you raise teens and parent 20-somethings so they can be happy, successful, and emotionally healthy adults. I'm your host, Sandy Fowler, and today is a short bonus episode brought to you by our sponsor, Acre, the virtual on-demand writing tutor for your student. Our kids face a lot of hurdles in their lives, and one of them is standardized tests. As they're getting older, they have more things they want to do, and whether it's graduate school, college, or even a competitive high school, admissions can be stressful. And in particular, the writing portion of those exams can really weigh on our kids. The other portions of the exams, a lot of them, it's pretty black and white. It's straightforward. Either you select the correct answer or you don't. But writing is different. Writing is nuanced, and there are many factors that come into play when it's being graded. So, fortunately, this is something our kids can practice. They can work on the technical aspects of writing, and they can work on their speed. This is something I really never hear anybody talk about, but let's face it, these tests are timed, and the best writer can get a lousy score if they can't gather their thoughts and express them both quickly and well. I know my daughter struggled with this. She is an incredible writer. She's imaginative, eloquent, interesting, creative, and slow. So her ACT prep time, I don't think she actually studied at all for the core portions of the exam, but she spent a lot of time practicing her writing, particularly that gathering her thoughts and laying out her plan of attack and kind of getting those first ideas on the paper. So we would support her in that. We would time her and then, we'd read things, give her our impressions of what she'd put together. And it really helped her a lot. And what Acre has been telling us is that kids become better writers with practice and feedback. So yes, our kids can study for the exams, but they can also practice their writing. And actually, in our case, it paid off way beyond the exam itself. We had a really big bonus attached, and that's because it was my daughter's writing ability that played a huge role in securing her full ride scholarship. Don't know if you've been out looking, but scholarships have become very competitive at schools, and they actually have scholarship competitions. And one of the, there are actually only two pieces to her scholarship competition. Yes, your standardized test score helped you get in. So number one, getting a good writing score on that exam helped to get her over that hurdle of even getting into the competition. And then the competition itself was just a group interview of the student and a written piece. And yes, that written piece was timed. They were all at the college. Here's your computer. Here's the timer. Go. So all that practice really seriously did pay off really big time for her and for us. And while I get that that financial windfall won't happen for every family, there are other things that happen in our kids' lives. There are other ways, many ways, that they will benefit from improved writing skills throughout their lives, ways that we don't really think about or even recognize right now. So that begs the question, what do our kids need to improve their writing for both these high-stakes moments and their futures? Well, one is they need practice. Lots and lots and lots of practice. So make sure that your child has time to practice their writing and encourage them to maybe sit down and look at their schedule and figure out when exactly can they do this. Two, they need a plan. So in addition to setting aside time to practice, make sure they know what it is they're practicing. Because you can say, oh, go practice your writing, but that doesn't mean they have a clear idea of what that is. And to score well on writing portions of these tests, they need a clear, strong thesis. They need a strong development and support of that thesis. They need logical grouping of their ideas. And they need to write clearly, which includes good grammar. So all of those pieces need to be practiced and check off those boxes. And the third thing they need is objective feedback. So they need someone who can read their work and give them constructive feedback. helping your child means, in this case, helping them identify someone who can do that, someone who can give them good quality feedback on a regular basis. Now, if that's going to be you, then you want to make sure that they have that clear thesis, strong development and support, logical grouping of ideas, and clear writing, right? If it's going to be a tutor, then you want to make sure you understand what the expectations are, what the tutor is going to do, what they expect their child to do. And also make sure you know where you will need to help your child fill in the gaps. And then understand that your child needs to practice outside of their tutoring sessions. This isn't a sit down and work with the tutor for 1 hour a week and you're done. So ideally, they would be writing many essays and drafts outside of the session and implementing things that the tutor mentioned. And so they may still need support from you or an adult who can do that between those sessions. So there's quite a bit there. It might feel a little daunting, hopefully not too much, because writing is simply a skill and practice improves skills. ACRE has given us the outline of what our kids need to practice. They need to actually practice, they need a plan, and they need feedback. But they also have a great tool to support that with or without human help. ACRE's on-demand writing tutor is available to our kids. They can use it any time of day or night and for as long as they need. There's no 1 hour time limit here. There's no parental frustration and there's no bias. It's simply support and high quality feedback, which has actually been proven to mirror the feedback from teachers and graders. So you can learn more and get a free trial of ACRE at ACRE.com, ECREE.com. Whatever path you choose, remember you are a mighty parent and you've got this, and I will see you next week.